Listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. My name is Aaron Brown. I'm your host on this beautiful Northern Minnesota evening at the Bangsburg Theater on the campus of Bemidji State University. We begin with our requisite geography lesson. Bemidji is the seat of Beltrami County in north central Minnesota, the first city on the mighty Mississippi River, which forms from tributaries all around this region, joining together at Lake Itasca, not too far from here. From there, the river flows through the listening area of our home station, Northern Community Radio, through Grand Rapids, Brainerd, beyond to St. Paul, St. Louis, and New Orleans. The Mississippi River is North America's longest river, the most economically significant river, the only major river in the world to have PP in it. M-I-S-S-I? P-P-I. Okay. I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Bemidji is named for Lake Bemidji, shortened version of its Ojibwe name, which was later ascribed by white settlers to Chief Bemidji, a Ojibwe leader who settled on the shores of the lake through which the Mississippi flows. Chief Bemidji's real name, however, was Shenouishkung, and his story was more complicated than the local legend would indicate. This summer, the city of Bemidji unveiled a new statue that portrays a truer image of the man and shares the complicated history of natives and whites that has shaped Bemidji history. We were there yesterday. It's a really well-done memorial, and it's a beautiful thing. It's good to know your real history. You can't heal yourself or your city if you don't know the original wounds. If you drive through Bemidji today or visit businesses, you'll see bilingual signs in English and Ojibwe. You'll see the flags of the three nearby Ojibwe bands flying alongside that of the others. Now, the work is not done yet, but it is inspiring to see progress. For students here at BSU, classes are well underway. They've figured out which professors are merely eccentric and which are clinically insane. Teachers, too, have sorted their classes into categories of achievement, ranging from the soaring eagles of top performers to the seagulls that just ate way too many French fries. Educators are comforted by the fact that once the seagulls are empty, they may fly again better, perhaps, than before. I hate to admit it, but bringing the show here to the Bangsburg Theater, this is the first time I've been on the campus of Bemidji State. I know, I should have been here sooner. I've been to the town, not to the campus.
You haven't lived.
I haven't lived. But I've constructed a working knowledge through the secondhand information coming from the many, many graduates that this institution puts out who live around the area. And I asked around when I was coming here, and the one thing that seems to unite alumni, students, staff, faculty is a Captain Ahab-like fixation on parking. It's a big campus, penned between the lake and the busy streets. When it was founded as a teacher's college, that was 1919. People took the train, you know, horse and buggy. I don't know what people did. They didn't have all these cars, though. In the rise of the American automobile since, parking here, however, is at a premium. In the winter, students will actually park out on Lake Bemidji on the frozen expanse of the lake just because there's no parking on the land. They'd risk their most expensive possession by putting it on a lake. That is safer to them than finding a parking place. In warmer times, students don't park at all. There's no parking places. People circle the campus in 1997 Buicks, straining to hear their professors through the open windows of classrooms. If they do happen to find a parking place, they skip class to defend it against the anarchist mob. It's kind of like a stationary version of Mad Max, everybody protecting their parking places. In this world, though, however, the arguments are about door dings and how close they are to the yellow lines. Of course, I'm kidding. Okay, you know, just kidding a little bit. I mean, there's plenty of parking for everyone. As long as you're here by 7 a.m., you'll be good. In the years since Northern Community Radio founded KBXE here in Bemidji, we've all gotten to know this town a little bit better. I did a show back here in 2012. One of the things that makes Bemidji special is its arts scene. You find art everywhere in Bemidji, on the streets and businesses, public places. And even in 2014, you could find it on the road when the highway department accidentally took a turn too hard and sent yellow paint careening out onto the highway, making an abstract expressionism artwork there right on the streets. And, you know, the thing about art is the it might not be permanent, but the experience is permanent. Even the guys in yellow vests with scrub brushes can't take that away. Bemidji earned a big national shout-out in the FX TV series Fargo, a TV adaptation of the iconic Coen brothers movie. It was a good show. I watched it. It was fun. There was a few inaccuracies, though. Just a few. For instance, I depicted Bemidji as having a giant, extremely large strip club and no library at all. And that's both of those things aren't quite true. And of course, Paul Bunyan and Babe were all wrong in the show. They weren't the real deal, which leads me to one final matter, of course. A controversy has erupted. It's got the social media hashtag Babe Ghazi. It's a construction project. They're redoing the visitor center parking lot, and this is where the iconic images of Paul and Babe that everyone knows about Bemidji. No trip is complete without a picture of your frightened child standing in front of this gigantic plaid man and an ox whose shade would normally be reserved for the dead, the very cold, or the smurf. This year, however, people had to take their selfies from afar, beyond the gravel and skid steers. Not even the longest, most sophisticated selfie stick could overcome this terrible problem. Fortunately, the long national nightmare is soon over. Paul and Babe, the visitor center, they're all expected to reopen. And the best part is, there will be more parking. Thank you, Bemidji and BSU.